Some piracy news now. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today announced plans to freeze pirate assets. It's part of a larger attempt to regain control of the waters off the coast of Somalia. Meanwhile, some people are still wondering what President Obama meant when he said this earlier this week.
And I want to be very clear that we are resolved to halt the rise of piracy in that region.
More now on that presidential utterance from the world's Jason Margolis.
Here's late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel.
The president made it very clear that he is committed to stopping piracy, or at least he made it kind of clear.
We are resolved to halt the rise of piracy in that region.
Kimmel's producers really milked the joke by showing some archival video of George W. Bush seemingly joining in the laughter. Over on MSNBC, Joe Scarborough spent a couple of minutes poking fun at President Obama's slip-up, but within minutes, several viewers emailed Scarborough and said no, Mr. Obama used the term correctly. Here's Kenneth Kincor, project historian at the Whydah Pirate Museum in Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
A privateer is essentially an individual or a company who's been granted a license by the government to go out and attack the shipping of the designated enemy, usually but not always in time of war.
That's clearly not what the men in Somalia were up to. Even if they were privateers, does a privateer engage in piracy? Actually, no, says Robert Rotberg at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
A privateer engages in privateering.
Rotberg says the president probably just made a slip of the tongue, or it was a teleprompter mistake.
The only way we could demonstrate that he was saying what he wanted to say, it was that he was content to make up a new word, a neologism.
The White House hasn't spoken on that possibility. Now, if you were to hear Republican Congressman Ron Paul talking about privateering, that wouldn't be a slip of the tongue. Paul said this week he wants Congress to hire private citizens to keep international waters safe and engage in privateering. Then in the seas off Somalia, it would be pirates versus privateers. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.